This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Welcome to winter 2022, and it starts with a dangerous mix of below zero temperatures, howling winds, and blizzard conditions for millions of Americans. Snow and bitter cold are forecast to stretch across the plains and the upper Midwest in the coming days, and some places in the northern U.S. could see wind chills approaching 70 degrees below zero. Temperatures could dip to freezing in parts of Florida by the weekend. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is on his way to Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
He will visit the White House and deliver an address on Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are set to vote on a spending bill that includes the highest amount of emergency aid to Ukraine yet, some $45 billion. Officials say the U.S. will also announce the transfer of a Patriot missile battery to Ukraine, which has been pleading for more advanced air defense systems amid rising Russian missile strikes. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A House panel says Trump tax audits required by the IRS were delayed. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A report issued by the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee finds that required IRS audits of Donald Trump were delayed. Committee members voted along party lines Tuesday to also release tax filings of the former president, who broke political norms by refusing to release the information on his own. The full level of detail that will be revealed is uncertain, but lawmakers say they expect to release 6 years of tax returns for Trump and eight affiliated companies. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tens of thousands of migrants are waiting at the border with Mexico for asylum limits to end. The Biden administration on Tuesday asked the Supreme Court not to lift the pandemic era limits before Christmas. Gas is down to $3.10 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to Sam Bankman-Fried and the trouble he's in. The AP's Norman Hall.
A hearing on FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's extradition to the U.S. will be held today. Sam Bankman-Fried will have a hearing in a Bahamian court on his possible extradition to the U.S. to face criminal charges related to the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. That's what a source familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press. On Monday, Bankman-Fried's lawyer said he had agreed to be extradited to the U.S., but the necessary paperwork was not yet prepared. Bahamian authorities arrested Bankman-Fried last week at the request of the U.S. government. U.S. prosecutors allege he played a central role in the rapid collapse of FTX and hid its problems from the public and investors. I'm Norman Hall.
The Postal Service is promising to go all electric for new truck purchases beginning in 2026. It's spending nearly $10 billion to electrify. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.